Road in Bluffton, South Carolina, connected to N1RCW, AK4HR in Greenville, South Carolina. I'm disconnected from that node. AK4HR, I'll be clear. WAK4HR.
AK4HR, W4DJW.
I think I was able to connect, and I heard the connect message when I connected to the remote node, but I didn't hear a disconnect, and so I was thinking maybe I didn't drop back out, but then I connected through my PC to that Echolink node, and I didn't hear my transmission. So I guess it allowed me to disconnect, but I got when I sent the 73-pound to disconnect, it kept the repeater was saying that the command failed. So for some reason, I was thinking I was still connected. Over.
Okay, I see where it activated, and I see where you sent a 73-pound, and then a 3-pound, and a 3, and a 3-pound, and a 3-pound, and a 3-pound, and a star. And then I see where you sent just a pound all by itself, and it disconnected. Just the pound all. You sent 1 pound and it didn't do anything, but you sent a or you sent 2 pounds in a row and the last pound deactivated it.
That was what I was doing. I obviously was trying a couple down. I was trying to hit 73, but maybe I was sending it too soon before I keyed up. But okay, that makes more sense. I'll do some more investigating. I just didn't want to tie up the link or anything. Again, my son's down there, so I was trying to find an Echolink node where we may be able to communicate down there. So just wanted to see if I could remote into it. But again, as long as we're not connected now, I think we're good. I just didn't want to tie up the link. Over.
Well, if you want, I can monitor it while you do that again. And I think what we learned from that is when you did the 73-pound, it thought you were trying to connect to a node whose known numbers was 73-pound, right? So, and I think when you hit the, because I haven't done this in years, but I think when you hit the pound all by itself, and you might have held it down for a little while so it picked up two of them, but I think when you hit the pound by itself, it disconnected. And if you want to try that again, we can do that and validate that it disconnects, just so that you know going forward.
Okay, that sounds good. If you have a minute, I'll go ahead and try and connect back to it and then make sure, again, we should hear the link message saying we connected, and then I'll give it a minute and then I'll disconnect. But let me set my radio back up here to send the DTMF tone and I'll connect back to it.
Okay, when you I won't say anything. I'll just be monitoring, and when you disconnect, I'll tell you you're disconnected.
This is AK4HR attempting to connect to a remote Echolink node down in Bluffton, South Carolina. I got my radio set up for that. 1 second here. In Greenville, South Carolina, connected to the November 1 Romeo Charlie Whiskey Echolink node, Bluffton, South Carolina. Just testing the node, 4HR disconnecting.
Yeah, it disconnected. You, I don't know if you needed two of them, but the last one disconnected you.
I saw the same thing. I'm actually connected through my Echolink on the computer, and I saw where we had connected up, and then it looks like it disconnected. So, okay, I'll keep experimenting with this and see. Again, like I say, I just was trying to find a way. My son got his ham radio license last week, and I sent him down an HT, and we've been trying to find an Echolink node or a way to communicate down there with me up here. And again, he hasn't had much luck yet finding a repeater with just his HT, but we'll keep trying and see if we can actually communicate. I'm trying to get him to do, obviously, general and, you know, eventually move to extra at some point. But, you know, it's just, I'm just glad he went and got his ticket over.
Well, that is good. That's good to hear. I didn't know that he just got his license. I didn't know if he had been there for a while or if he just got it, but that's wonderful. And you're thinking of ways that's going to exercise his newfound capability, which will mean he will retain it longer. So that's pretty cool. I just happened to check my email. I was in the other room. I wasn't here. I just happened to check it and see that you sent that. So that was good timing. And like I was saying, I think just 1 pound will do it, but we've learned that 2 pound signs doesn't hurt anything either. So one will do it or two will do it, I'm pretty sure. Anyway, Mike, catch you on the net tonight. Glad I could help. AK4HR, W4DJW.
Appreciate the help, sir. Definitely, like I say, I was more worried I was going to keep the link up and not be able to disconnect for whatever reason. But appreciate the help, and definitely I'll follow up with you tonight on the net. Appreciate it, Dave. Talk to you soon. AK4HR, and I'll be clear as well.
JW, KD9MKR.
Hey, Scott. Did you have another good day on Friday like I did?
Did. I was getting a little worried. It took a few drops, but Friday was a nice.
I was talking to Johnny, and I said, man, the stock market's doing good today. And then I looked at the stock market, and it wasn't doing that good. And I said, okay, let me rephrase that. The stock market's being really good to me today. Anyway, Friday was a really good day.
My only concern is I'm pretty heavy in tech stocks, you know, of course. And, you know, that, you know, being too lopsided on a portfolio is not the best idea.
No, I am too. I've got a lot of diversity, so... But my tech stocks are the ones that are doing the heavy lifting. All of my other stocks, the tech stocks are carrying them. So just so that you know, if you diversify more, it's probably still going to be the tech stocks that are carrying the load. I'm thinking about dropping some of those laggers and moving them over to tech, but I don't know. We'll see.
Well, I added ARM and Avago, which... You know, and a couple other ones in the tech area, but I still do have a few non-tech companies that I deal with, but that aren't, you know, particularly technical. But and I kind of keep their stocks, if for nothing else, to get their annual reports and see what they're doing. But but it is scary though. I mean, you know, you're kind of living on the edge when you've got a lot of tech.
And when you're talking tech, are you talking Mag 7 or used to be FANG, that kind of tech?
Again?
When you're talking about tech stocks, are you talking about the Mag 7, or there's a Mag 5 and a Mag 7, or it used to be called FANG a long time ago?
Negative, actually. I tend to pick ones that are, you know, that I kind of know what they do. They're not necessarily the biggest ones, but, you know, if I like their product and I think there's some potential going forward, the only time I kind of divert from that is if it's a company that I'm dealing with, like I said, or something like that, and I just want to kind of keep an eye on, you know, what they're doing, if they're getting any acquisitions and that kind of thing. But yeah, other than, you know, than the one we're talking about, I'm not necessarily picking the, you know, the hot seven there, or whatever you want to call them.
Well, I had the Mag 7 before they became Mag 7. And I had them when they became FANG, and I still got them. I'm in and out of some of them, but for the most part, I keep most of them. And then they renamed FANG to Mag 5, and then they expanded to 7. So, yeah, those are the ones that have been doing good. And, you know, with AI right around the corner and, you know, the way the world is changing, I don't think it's a bad thing being heavily invested into tech stocks. I think that's a good thing. I think that's the direct. Back in the 70s, my teachers in class said, pay attention to what I'm telling you now, because this is the way the world is going. And they were spot on. So I don't mind being overweight in tech.
Well, it certainly played out well so far, you know. So anyway, again, if you look at what you initially invested and you look at, you know, the downside, it's probably never going to drop past what you paid for it. So I think we're pretty safe there. So anyway, well, listen, Dave, I'll let you go. Hey, the weather's getting nice again. It's getting to be good antenna time. However, we're getting a new deck put on, and I'm getting a patio put in down below. So I'm still dealing with, you know, running coax and stuff like that. But one of these days before it leaves out, it'd be great if you can drop by.
Okay, well, I am in between jobs now. So when it's a good day for you, when the weather is good and it's a good day for you, ping me. Because I haven't picked up on my other ones, and I'm probably going to fill in with airplane stuff until you tell me it's a good time, you know, weather-wise, and you're caught up on your other stuff. So feel free to ping me when you feel like there's a good gap coming up on the horizon, and I can probably do that in between jobs. Once I get on the hydrogen hybrid, I probably won't be able to, you know, I might be able to take a day off, but probably not.
Well, I'll keep that in mind. I think, actually, Johnny was talking about coming over this week some evening because I want to talk to him about generators, and I'm trying to work out my grounding situation, because if I need to put in a ground wire running over to where our electrical ground is on the other side of the house, I want to get that in before they lay the patio in. So, and I also want to make provisions for a generator, so I asked if Johnny would come over sometime this week and at least give me a heads up on what he thinks makes sense.
Okay. Well, let me know if he decides to do that, and I'll come over too. I'll bring my slingshot, and maybe we can get part of him to put up, if not everything. But, yeah, you won't find anybody better at grounding than Johnny. You picked the best guy in Greenville County.
That's what I figured. I've heard a couple different, you know, a couple different ideas on grounding, and I talked to Johnny about it a little bit, and he said, no, I would do it completely different. I said, okay, well, why don't you come out? We'll look at it again, and tell me what I need to do. I've got about 150 feet of, you know, number six green ground wire and a bunch of additional stakes to put in. So I'll let them figure it out. But I just want to make sure I get any wires laid in before the patio gets put in, so I don't have to pull stuff up.
All right. Well, I'll keep an eye out for your message and a ear open for on the repeater, or text message me, whatever, in case you get the weather is permits and Johnny's got time, and I'll come over there at the same time. Just let me know.
Sounds good. This is KD9MKR, clear with W4DJW.
Absolutely. I'm hoping the rest of the fiscal year, until March anyway. Take care. KD9MKR, W4DJW, clear.